This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za. Power Weekend Breakfast Profile.
It is our profile. We have PR specialist and spokesperson for Ithuba Lottery, Ms. Lebogang Mokoena, on the line with us. Lebogang, it's good to talk to you. Hello, welcome to Power Weekend Breakfast.
Good morning. Morning. Thank you for having me.
So let's start here. What is the current lotto jackpot for tonight? And how will the winners be able to claim their winnings?
The jackpot tonight is estimated at 6 to 1 million.
What?
Yes.
As I open
my app.
6 to 1 million
estimated.
That's incredible. So, I mean, let's talk about that process where winners are able to claim their winnings. We often hear that, such and such a date's winnings haven't been claimed, or, we're looking for the winner from that draw. Mm-hmm. Why does that happen? And how are winners supposed to claim their winnings?
So when we send out a call for winnings that haven't been claimed, that is because their tickets are about to expire. So tickets are valid for 365 days. So that's basically a year. So closer to the time that a ticket is about to expire, we really have that mandate to send out a call to say, please come forward, please check your tickets, please come through and claim. And when they do come and claim, especially for winnings that are above 50,000 rand, we take them through financial advice via our team of registered financial advisors who obviously give them guidance in terms of savings and investment options. Mm-hmm. And we also have a team of psychologists who take them through the trauma process, specifically those winners who've won multi-millions. Like, for example, tonight's jackpot being 61 million. Mm. Whoever the winner will be will need to come through and go through that process. And they obviously need to verify that they are indeed the winner. So if you bought the ticket, you will then need to write your name behind the ticket and come through with your proof of banking details and proof of identity. Or if you've played via one of our banking apps, you come through with your banking notification and we then take you through the whole claiming process.
Mm. So how many times has the 61 mil been rolling over?
The actual jackpot itself has been rolling over for 20 times. So every time it rolls over, it grows. And because it's been rolling over for 20 times, it's now currently sitting at 61 million.
I mean, what would you do with 61 million? That's the question. So let's talk about the ideas that people have around lottery winnings. I mean, we see lottery winners, we see jackpot winners, but we have a lot of questions. Like, for example, Lebogang, are the winnings tax-free?
Yes, the winnings are definitely tax-free.
How long does it take for your winnings to be paid out?
So from the process of going through the winner services elements, like I explained to you, the verification of the tickets and the psychological sessions and financial advice, it takes between 48 to 72 hours for the winnings to be paid out from that process.
So I could win today and by midweek leave. I'm not going to say where to, but change my life.
I'm sorry, please say that again.
I'm just, emphasizing that it could be literally a win tonight and by midweek, your life has changed.
Definitely, yeah. Yes. That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is. You could be one person today and tomorrow or in the next 2 days, you are walking around as a multimillionaire and your whole life has literally changed. So that's exactly what it is. Yes.
No, that's very,
it is
very
life changing.
A question people have often is what happens to the amount spent on a single lottery ticket purchase?
Yes, we actually get asked that quite a lot. So the majority of the lottery funds, basically the amount that you play, goes to the winner's cash pool prize for the jackpots, right? Mm-hmm. And then another portion of it goes to the retailer, the retail partners who sell the tickets. They receive commission from the ticket sales. So if you go to a shopping center, for example, and buy your tickets at one of the retail stores, that retailer will receive a percentage of commission for selling the tickets. And some of the funds go to the lottery revenue, running the lottery operations, and some of it goes towards good causes. So that's basically how a single, for example, like a 5 rand, that's how 5 rand is literally broken down. It goes to many, many places, but a huge majority of it really just goes to the jackpot prizes, the cash prizes that the winners will win.
So that's interesting. So the spaza shop or the cafe that sells the national lottery ticket will also receive a fee from sales. That's really quite powerful in encouraging entrepreneurship in the businesses.
Yes.
All right, what else do you need to tell us in total, apart from go buy a lotto ticket today, to close off our conversation, Lebogang?
I'm sorry, please say that again. My apologies, the line is so not clear on my side.
I'm just saying, what are your closing comments?
My closing?
Comments.
Well, basically, I'd just like to encourage everybody to go out there and play the ticket tonight. You know, we just keep on push up, put panda play. It is 6 to 1 million, and lottery sales do close at 8:30 tonight. So all the best to all the players out there.
Here's my final question, and we have a call on the line. So I've always had this conspiracy theory, Lebogang, that winners always come from Matatiele or Zirbakom or somewhere, that if you buy your lotto ticket at Melrose Arch, you don't stand a chance to win. Yay or nay, true or false?
Look, firstly, let me just clarify this. When you win, it is complete luck. Really, it doesn't matter where you buy your ticket. It doesn't matter where you play. If you win, you must just know that it was your day and you are really a lucky winner. And I think that's why when you read a lot of the stories in the media, we'll always say, oh, the lucky winner. So it's not about where you play or how you play. We've got winners from all walks of life. Winners that have that were based all over the country. Mm. You know what I mean? So there really is no conspiracies around it. It really is just luck. If it's your day, it's your day. Congratulations.
Very interesting. We had a caller on the line here on 0861-987-000, Daniel in Mamelodi. I'm just going to pick him up directly, if that's okay. So Daniel, talk to us. What's your question?
Yes, my question is that I had the advice that when somebody wins multi-millions, they will call the person to speak to financial advisors. Mm. My question is, I'm betting through the APSA app. And then when I'm winning small amounts, 10 rand, 50 rand, it gets deposited directly into my APSA account. And I'm also having this Utingo profile where I'm betting, I upload money and place my bets there. When I win small money, 20, 50 rand, it deposits directly into my profile. Then I can withdraw it. Now, if I win millions, how will I know that I have millions? Will they deposit directly into my APSA or into my Utingo profile?
Great question, Lebogang. So if Daniel is the lucky winner, he's in Mamelodi. Maybe it's one of those lucky areas. But if he is the lucky winner of the 61 mil tonight, how will he be informed?
So if you played via the banking app and you win, right, your bank will contact you. They will contact you first, and this is specifically for winnings over 50,000 rand. Mm-hmm. Your bank will notify you, and they'll obviously verify your details, and they will then redirect you to one of our Ituba regional offices to come through and process your winnings. So to answer your question, if you've played via a banking app, or like in the case of APSA, as the gentleman has mentioned, APSA will then call you or send you a notification and let you know that you've won X amount, and please proceed through to the Ituba offices. It is Ituba that processes the actual winnings. Mm. They're the ones that will pay the winnings out into your account.
Well, brilliant. All the best to everybody who is playing today. And thank you very much for giving us a little bit of the backstory about Ituba, the operator of the National Lottery. And it currently has the license to operate the National Lottery. Ms. Lebogang Mokoena, our spokesperson this morning. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.